Hey, welcome back to the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine for November. So glad you're here. Welcome to November. Yay! Well, it's also, if you haven't heard, it's Movember. Do you know what Movember is? Movember.com? Movember is a month dedicated for men's mental health and talking about suicide prevention and men's physical health, men's cancer, men supporting men, growing a mustache, growing a mo in the month of Movember. Here's a little clip from somebody you might know talking about growing a mustache this month. And if you're not participating, you still can participate. You're halfway through the month. You can catch up. But here's a little clip for you to celebrate Movember. And more to come. Here's a little clip.
Hello. I'm classically trained actor and fine woodworker Nick Offerman. A few of you may know me as Ron Swanson from NBC's Parks and Recreation, but let's be honest, most of you know me for this. And this Movember, I'm here to instruct you on how to properly grow your very own. Developing my mustache required years of training. I brought it to Scotland, where sheep herders tamed its unruly ways.
I then studied with Tibetan monks who combed it like a
Every
garden.
Day I washed it with cologne, whale oil, and beef
and dried
tallow.
It over a campfire of peat and turf.
And the bulk of you will end this month with something atrocious on your lip. The rest of you will be passable, but in the spirit of awareness, I wanted to offer a few simple ideas of my own that can help a novice grow a full and thicker mustache. Hammer and nail. Send a regular handwritten letter. Capture a household bug, then set it free. Tolerate a crying baby. Smell wood. Move out of your parents' house. Gain the trust of a dog. Sweat. Don't shave your upper lip. So get ready for the single manliest journey of your life. And be sure to tell your friends, this mustache is a Movember mustache.
There we go. Thank you, Nick. Mr. Offerman, I love Parks and Rec. Probably one of my most rewatched shows that I don't know. I love it. It's a great show. Anyways, get back to the podcast. Yes, so Movember, it's about growing a mustache. It's about raising money for men's mental health, physical health. It's about guys talking to guys about guy things. And to do all that, shameless plug, in 3, 2, 1, I have a show called Dad Space, and it's a podcast for dads by dads. And we're doing 30 episodes in a row. I'll get to that in a second. 30 episodes in a row this month in November. Like, that's like almost over half a year of podcasting. Like, wow, in 1 month. And we're talking about all things men's mental health, dad topics, dad stuff. So if you're a dad, if you know a dad, if you've ever been a dad, if you've ever met a dad, send them over to dadspace.ca, because we're aware, everybody. Where are we? We're in Canada. Dadspace.ca, and we're having a great conversation over there. Why are we doing 30 episodes in 30 days? Well, Movember really is important. But two, it's also National Podcast Post Month. And this is like the 17th, 18th year this has been going on, where the challenge is for podcasters to do a daily episode in the month of November. Now you're like, oh no, I didn't know about this at all. Well, then for next year, please participate. Please join us. We're doing 30 episodes in 30 days. National Podcast Post Month, NAPODPOMO.org. Link in the show notes, and you can go check it out. But the idea is that we're doing 30 episodes in 30 days, condensed time frame, lots of content, and it's every November. So I'm doing it for Movember, for Dad Space. I'm also doing it for Living the Next Chapter, my author podcast, and I'm doing for the How to Podcast series. That's 3 podcasts, 30 episodes each, 90 episodes for Dave this month, which seems a little bit high. Yeah. Anyways, so if you're interested, National Podcast Post Month is the name of the challenge for you and me to do 30 episodes in 30 days. And you're like, that seems excessive. Well, if you plan it ahead for next year, 2026, then maybe you can be part of it and participate. I love it. So think about it. If you have any questions, reach out to me. Love to help you with that and planning and all that great stuff. Canadian Podcaster Magazine for November is out. It was my birthday. Thank you. Thank you. I see you. Thank you. I thank you for all that. I appreciate that. And I'm older. Every day I'm older than I was yesterday. I don't know about you. And it's this weird feeling of realizing that I got to start acting my age, maybe, right? Okay. And in November, we also celebrate and remember the amazing veterans from this great country of Canada who have served us over the years and continue to serve today. If you're listening to this and you are a veteran, you are currently serving, you have served, thank you for your service. Thank you for all that you do for us in Canada to keep us safe, to come when trouble is all around us. You run to us when people run away from trouble. So thank you for what you do, for giving your life to serve your country. I appreciate you. We appreciate you. And we remember all of those who have done so much for us and have given the ultimate sacrifice to keep this country strong and free. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So this month of November, we have our first addition to the magazine called Podcaster's Corner. There's a thing that used to be around called Speaker's Corner back in the day in Toronto. My wife and I were actually featured on Speaker's Corner. We went in and recorded in that short little clip. And it was just about our 10-year anniversary, which was like 20 plus years ago. And we just got on the camera, the two of us. We had no idea what we were going to say or what the other person was going to say. And it actually became a clip that was featured quite often on like the best of and all that. So we were like video podcasters before there was podcasting. I just kind of rub it in there a little. And I loved Speaker's Corner. So we're going to do Podcaster's Corner in the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. I'm inviting you to participate. Again, I'm inviting you. Don't make me come to your house. I'm inviting you to participate and write for the Podcaster's Corner. What would you like to talk about? What about podcasting can you write about from your point of view as a podcaster? I'd love to hear your thoughts. How you're growing your show. What's important to you? What are you learning? I want to encourage other Canadian voices to get into podcasting. By you sharing your story, it opens the door for someone to go, well, if Dave can do it, he has no training, then I can do this. So share your story. Send me something for December. Now. Like, I'm working on December now. It's the middle of November, and I need your help. So please, be my Christmas gift and write for the Podcaster's Corner for December. I would love, love, love to feature you and also promote what you do. If you have a podcast, if you have a business that supports podcasts, what do you got? Would love to have you in December's edition for the end of the year. Let's end with a bang with you being part of the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine for December. Please write for us and Podcaster's Corner. I've created a space for you. Now it's time for you to step up. Reach out to me, canadianpodcaster.com. We talk about it often, but a reminder that we do have a meetup group for podcasters. It's completely free on meetup.com. You're invited. I would love to have you there. Come and join us as we talk all things podcasting. We have podcasters from around the world joining us, which is exciting, and it's completely free. No sales. We do it Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, because I'm in Ontario, and we also do it at Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. We've been doing it for over 2 years, so we have some track record. We have a great history. We have amazing people in the group. I would love to have more Canadian podcasters like you come and participate. So if you can join us, there's a link in the magazine to come join us at our meetup group. We're holding a space for you, and we would love to see you there. Do not podcast alone. Come join us at our podcaster meetup. Looking forward to seeing you there. So let's get into our podcasters featured for November 2025. Wow. What a great list of amazing podcasters. We got so many, probably the most we've ever had. When we first started the magazine, I think we had three. And one of the shows was me. So we've definitely grown, and I appreciate everyone for participating, for throwing your hat in the ring. Is that still a thing? Do we throw hats in the ring? I know we throw them on the ice for a hat trick. So this is a hat trick. Thank you, everybody, for throwing your hat on the ice and participating. So we have a lot of great people to feature, clips from each show, just to give you a little taste. And I'm inviting you to click through the magazine, go to each of these shows, follow, subscribe, leave feedback, leave a review, do everything you can, and listen to some of the episodes. You might just find your next favorite podcast and your next favorite podcaster through Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. That's why we do what we do. So here we go. Let's jump into the people featured in the magazine in order so you can skip through with me, listen, and look at your magazine online as well. We're going to start off with the Archery Parent Podcast. And a good friend of the show, a great Canadian and a wonderful human being, Manisha is here. Let's talk about the Archery Parent Podcast, a survival guide. Here's a little clip.
Hello, archery family. It's Manisha of the Archery Parent Podcast. What you need to know to best support your archer. This survival guide is for family and friends. We will talk about the beginner archer and their journey into competition. We'll talk about indoor to outdoor archery and the nuances of the Canadian and American archery community. But don't worry, this will have nothing to do with how to shoot. We are leaving that up to your archer. But we'll talk about everything around that. Topics will include costs and travel, product reviews for you, not your archer, where to shop, the importance of creating a community, nutrition and general health, getting ready for your first outdoor tournament, how you can get involved with the local archery community and beyond, what to say and what not to say to your archer, and the future of archery in Canada, among other things. We will have interviews with special guests from across Canada, the US, Europe, and Asia. Thanks for joining me. Be sure to share this with other archery parents and anyone else you feel would find this helpful.
Thank you, Manisha. Thank you. Thank you. I've actually had coffee with Manisha several times. She was out at Pod Summit as well. She's an amazing person. So if you're into archery and you want to hit the right targets, then focus your attention and your sights on Manisha's show. You'll love it. Thank you again, Manisha. We're also looking at Stories and Strategies, a global PR playbook. It's a podcast to help you if you are in PR, if you're in servicing and working in public relations. Here is a podcast for you from a Canadian perspective. Definitely check it out in the magazine for November. Here is Stories and Strategies, global PR playbook. Here's a little taste.
Stories and Strategies is a podcast about the real world of professional communications. In each episode, we go deeper into the issues impacting and surrounding PR and marketing, such as the impacts to our ethics by artificial intelligence capabilities.
The rich data on people and groups means that organizations, whether they be governments or commercial companies, can predict our behavior. Now, predictive analytics is now entering into the lexicon, common language.
Leading edge strategies such as nudge theory.
I was talking to some people at London Business School, and I said, I've got a lovely exam question for you, which is to ask, why are there more fish restaurants by the sea? And it's the perfect question to ask to MBAs, because what MBAs will go on is they'll burble on about supply chains, distribution, low distribution costs, access to produce, blah, 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 blah. And I said, the interesting thing is all those answers are plausible, but either completely untrue or at least very far from being the full story.
Even representation issues in the industry, such as why are there so few black men in PR?
You know, when I looked at my research and research from other scholars on this topic, you know, what comes out of this is that one of the reasons that there are so few African-American men in the field is because there are so few in the field and they don't get to play the role of role model.
Stories and Strategies is dedicated to human communication. If it's cooperation that separates us from other species, it's our ability to communicate that makes cooperation possible. Public relations and marketing all need to be ethical and help drive organizational success.
So I know you know somebody who's going to love that show. Probably you, but you also know someone else, your HR department, personnel department, somebody in your world's going to love that podcast. So definitely go check out Stories and Strategies. Link in the Canadian magazine as well. Would love for you to go check that out. Now, we have something we haven't done before, which we so need to do more of, is other voices other than English on the podcast. And we have a podcast that's talking about health, and it's where science meets flavor on your plate. And it's featured for us by the Alternative Food Network. They have a few podcasts on this magazine that we're going to be talking about, but this one is amazing. And you got to check it out. And you got to share with friends and family who are going to love a finally, like a non-English podcast, which is great. So here we go. Let's jump into this. And we're going to check out Medicina Culinaria. Did I say that right? Probably. I hope so. Here we go. Here's a little taste.
Buenas tardes y bienvenidos. Soy la doctora Falquier. Soy doctora de medicina interna, medicina culinaria y medicina de estilo de vida. La medicina culinaria puede que sea algo que no conocen. Es una especialización de medicina con información nutricional basada en ciencia combinada con la sabiduría en la cocina. Lo que quiere decir eso es entender el porqué. ¿Qué pasa si como pan dulce con un cafecito azucarado comparado si tengo una avena con unas frambuesas por el desayuno? Y ya que sabemos la diferencia en qué pasa con mi cuerpo, con uno o con el otro, aprender a hacer platos que me encantan, que son parte de mi cultura, que son parte de los sabores que me gustan muchísimo y que también ayuda a mi salud. Si alguien les ha dicho que tienen que comer más saludable y quiere usted comer saludable con comida que sea deliciosa, este podcast es para usted.
We have so many amazing people in this country. And we need to do more than just English podcasts, everybody. Okay, please. We have a lot of people joining us from Quebec. French language is also, I don't know if you noticed, French language is also a huge part of Canada. So bonjour, everyone. And I think we need more of that as well. So if you want to get your show on here as well, please. We need some more French representation on the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. So please, I ask of you to do what I wish I could do better at and bring some more French content to the magazine, because that would make us a better reflection of the fact that we actually have two languages in Canada, everybody. So, yeah. So if you have a French podcast that you would love to share, we would love to have you here on the podcast. So in the magazine, let me know. Now, I am a very skinny guy. Always been skinny. But there's a podcast called Tubby. Now, I didn't name the show, so don't come after me. They named the show themselves. This is Tubby, and it's all around talking about struggles with your weight and how you're perceived and how the public looks at you and all of the things that go along with this. So if weight loss has been something that's really been plaguing you, then this is the show for you. It's called Tubby. And here's a little taste from the show.
Warning. Tubby contains references to gaining and losing weight and weight stigma and the sometimes inappropriate musings of a self-deprecating host that talks openly about his struggles taking off his t-shirt at the beach.
Okay, I'm Alan. This is the Tubby Podcast. Being fat has been the great behind-the-scenes challenge of my life, and I'm not hiding from it anymore. No, that's not true. Take that back. That's a big lie. I'm still hiding from it, but I'm also dealing with it and wanting to talk about it.
I just want to notice you don't seem to be comfortable with the word fat yet, Alan.
I am fat. My body is larger than most people's, maybe larger than the average person, depending on what state you're in, you know what I mean?
I'm not part of the fat acceptance movement, but
not yet.
Not yet, okay. Tubby is about me trying to make a show. Can we have a show about being fat that isn't about all the things other fat and weight loss podcasts are about?
I want to push against this "we did this to ourselves" narrative.
Okay, because I'm not here for agreement.
If I could feel comfortable in this body, I would choose that over choosing to lose weight.
In the black community, is it more or less accepted to be fat?
I mean, I would also throw in there, girl, like...
So there you go, a little taste of Tubby for you to check out. Again, share the podcast. Tell people about this. That's what I love about podcasting. There's so many different topics that, you know, if you just begin to shake your head, you're like, wow, that there's just so much out there and you can find a podcast about anything. Speaking about shaking your head, I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam is another, see, that was a segue, is another podcast that I'd love for you to check out in the magazine for November. I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. It's get ready to laugh out loud, everybody. This is a hilarious weekly podcast. Best friends over 20 years. These two middle-aged women tackle life with zero filters and a whole lot of humor. So check it out in the magazine for November. Here is I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
You ever eat something so good it makes you question every food choice you've ever had in your life?
Well, that's quite a statement, so please explain.
I had a grilled cheese sandwich this week. It was life-changing. I don't know if it was how things melted together. I don't know if it was how the butter melted and toasted it. I don't know. All I know is that it literally, I swear to God, it healed emotional wounds I didn't even know I had.
Question.
Hey, answer.
Did you make it or did someone else make it?
I made it. I made it just the same way. Just the same way as I always make
it. I don't believe
that
at all. Totally. I don't believe this statement. This statement is false.
It's
I'm going
false.
On the record.
It was just the same way. A little bit of marble cheese, but it was thinly sliced. Like you know, remember how I do my charcuterie boards? Like just like... Like super
the hacking motion really of your charcuterie boards,
but kind of, but then the it just turns out like perfection. So it was like that, and just how it all came together. I don't know, but it got me thinking. Okay, so stop making fun of my sandwich. It got me thinking. This goes deeper. Uh-huh. It goes deeper than just the grilled cheese, Samantha. It got me thinking. Does heaven have grilled cheese sandwiches? Do you think you get to pick your meals in heaven? And wondering what that menu must look like.
Oh my God. You know what? Like, you know what I see?
What?
You're going to be a problem.
Why am I going to be a
That's
problem?
What I see. You're going
to
be a problem.
Like, I have to think that God has, like, that God loves grilled cheese.
You're already on the D list, and I sense that this is going to steal your
That's face. Just a question. Like,
because
before,
you're like, I've got questions about food.
Right.
Will I get what I want?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So, heaven is grilled cheese and tomato soup. Isn't that like a typical winter kids, I'm staying home from school thing? I don't know. Anyways, grilled cheese. Yeah, I'm in. Tell me where to show up. I'll be there. What's your favorite grilled cheese recipe? I'd love to hear from you, CanadianPodcaster.com. But yeah, I Shake My Head. Lisa and Sam, thank you for making me super hungry now. Go check out their podcast. Speaking of hungry, Culinary Medicine Recipe is our next podcast. Again, we're going to help you with so many great food choices that help you to live a healthier life. Culinary Medicine Recipe. This is the recipe for a better podcast and a better you. Here's a little taste. A taste from the Culinary Medicine Recipe podcast. Here you go.
How many hours of nutrition did you get in your training?
I completed my medical school in 03 and residency in 06. And if I add up the total number of hours between them, I think it comes to zero or maybe half an hour.
Welcome to Culinary Medicine Recipe. I'm so happy you're here. I'm your host, Dr. Sabrina Falke. I was a primary care doctor for 16 years and went to school for 4 years to specialize in culinary medicine. In this work, I get to combine my passion and expertise in both medicine and food to teach people about food as medicine and to empower them to understand what ingredients optimize health and also how to cook those ingredients to make delicious meals. On the show, I interview top chefs, doctors, healthcare visionaries, and food service professionals who are making great strides in the field of culinary medicine. Join me as we continue to explore the amazing world of culinary medicine, where I will empower you to make changes to your health and wellness with great food right away.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited for today's episode. I'm speaking with a seasoned physician and a medical student about their nutrition education, or lack thereof, and we're going to compare notes. Historically, physicians have received very little nutrition education. An average of only about 20 hours of total nutrition education in medical school from a 2010 survey, and a survey in 2023 found that just about 1.2 hours per year on average, with more than half of the medical students reporting no formal nutrition courses at all.
So if our doctors are not getting the education to serve us, what do we know, right? So we need a podcast like this to help us understand how food helps us to live a healthier life. So Culinary Medicine Recipe, it's there for you. All the ingredients are there for you to have a healthier life. Wow, that was really well done. I think I'm going to like that one. Okay, now, if you want to drop the gloves, and we talked about a hat trick, well, Rinkside Rundown is your go-to place for the voice behind women's hockey. Now, if you love hockey like I do, then you're going to love women's hockey. I think women's hockey is, okay, I'm going to say something controversial. I think women's hockey is more fun to watch than men's hockey. I'm sorry, but I love women's hockey. I think they are just, it's such a great game. So for all of you hockey lovers out there, I don't think there should be two different levels of professional hockey. It should be equal, everyone. Women's hockey is amazing. So Rinkside Rundown is your go-to place to hear more about Canadian women's hockey. So if you want to know more, here's a little taste. We're going to take a shot. Here we go.
I am so excited. I mean, who doesn't want to play with Hillary Knight? And like Alex Carpenter and Danielle Sardakny and Bilka and Barnes. And like, I could just like go down the list of like all these people. I just want to be such a sponge. Like there's so much talent that I can learn from and leadership that I can learn from on our team. So it's definitely an honor. The city is so ready and like, it's such a good sports city.
Hello and welcome back to Rinkside Rundown, the podcast that brings you inside the world of women's hockey, one story at a time. I'm your host, Chris Sinclair, and today I'm excited to be joined by Jenna Bugliani, a Port Moody, BC native whose hockey journey has taken her from winning multiple provincial titles with the Greater Vancouver Comets to representing Canada on the international stage to becoming a key leader and record setter at Ohio State. Now, Jenna is making history as the first ever draft pick for the PWHL's Seattle franchise, stepping into the professional ranks alongside some of the game's biggest stars. Jenna, thanks so much for joining the show. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to chat.
Yes, absolutely. There's so much to talk about your career, including obviously this exciting next chapter that you're about to embark on. But because this is your first time on the show, we got to start where it all started for you. So let's start with what got you into hockey? What drove that passion from the very start?
Yeah, I'm the youngest of three kids, so
there you go. So you're going to love hockey. You love women's hockey, which you should. Go check out Rinkside Rundown. Make sure you score a goal. Get a point. Save the team. I don't know. Do the thing and join that podcast. Another great show for you if you're looking for a very resourceful person who's a designer, Mark DeCote is amazing. He has been following the magazine. Thank you, Mark. And he's a great person if you're looking for a website, a PDF, a logo design, on and on and on and on and on. Like, the list is too long for this episode. Go see Mark DeCote. And Resourceful Designer is the name of his show. And you can find a link through the magazine right to Mark. Go check out his show. If you're a designer, Mark is there to help you build your design business. If you're looking for a designer, then go to Mark first. He should be your first point of reference. Mark, again, thank you for supporting the show by following along. Everyone, go check out Resourceful Designer with Mark DeCote. It's a great podcast for you to check out. And you might be just listening to your next designer by listening to Mark's show. Mark and everyone, here's Resourceful Designer.
Could you use more design clients? Today, I share how the 5 T's of word-of-mouth marketing can help that happen. Hey there, my fellow designers. Welcome back to another episode of Resourceful Designer, the podcast focused on helping you build a better design business. I am Mark DeCote, your host. And before I dive into today's topic, I want to share a quick story that happened to me recently. I was driving through town, and when I came to a stop sign, something caught my eye. There's a storage facility there with a double horseshoe logo, and there was something familiar about it. And then it hit me. I had actually designed that logo close to 25 years ago when I worked at the print shop. Now, trust me when I say this is not a logo I'm particularly proud of. I'm pretty sure I based those horseshoes on stock images I found. But here's the thing. That logo is still there, still working for that business after 25 years. And although I haven't worked with that client since then, she still occasionally refers people to me. And that got me thinking about something crucial that we need to talk about today, and that's word of mouth marketing. More specifically, I want to do a deep dive into what is referred to as the 5 T's of word of mouth marketing. That's talkers, topics, tools, taking part, and tracking.
So there you go. If you're looking for a resourceful designer, Mark DeCote is just your guy. Go there, check him out, follow the links through to his website, through to his podcast. Give it a listen. Reach out to Mark if you need anything to do with anything creative. Again, Mark, thank you so much for being part of the community following the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. Now, if you love books, I have a podcast about books called Living the Next Chapter. But there's also Dennis, who has Talking Books and Stuffs. And here's a taste of his show as he talks to this Canadian author from Calgary area and on. And I love anything to do with author podcasts. So here is Dennis and his podcast called Talking Books and Stuffs. Dennis, take it away.
Here's your host, Dennis Rimmer.
Thank you for tuning in to Talking Books and Stuff podcast. And today we have with us Meg Todd. Meg grew up on the Alberta prairies. She's a 2-time finalist for the CBC Short Story Prize. Her works have appeared in Plowshares, Prairie Fire, Prism International, and most everywhere else. And she holds an MFA in creative writing from the UBC, University of Victoria, University of British Columbia, rather, a BA in religious studies from the U of C, University of Calgary's, where they have the dinosaurs, so go dinos and all that stuff. She lives on Vancouver Island. Meg Todd, welcome back.
Hi, Dennis. Nice to be here.
Thank you. So, Meg Todd, first of all, let's start at the beginning. Where were you actually born and raised?
I was born and raised in Calgary, just outside of Calgary, towards Cochrane.
Now, you say that English was not your first language?
That's right. My first language was Dutch. My parents were immigrants, and they did not allow us to speak English at home. We could only speak Dutch, so we went to school with very little English. My brother, he had only 2 words, but the rest of us had picked up something more by then, I think.
So it's really great to see Dennis sharing more author stories. We need more author podcasts out there celebrating great writers. So Dennis, great job on your show and great guests on your podcast. Been listening through and enjoying it. Keep going, Dennis. You're doing a great job. Now, on to the next one. We have so many this month, don't we? Now, we got more healthy food stuff. I must be hungry. We got grilled cheese. We got all kinds of stuff happening today. Plant-based diet is your next podcast. Also from the Alternative Food Network. And we're just featuring them because they're just amazing. And they responded. You're like, how do you get on the magazine? How do you get on this podcast? You just come and reach out to me. And that's what these people, these wonderful people have done. And that's why they're here. And if you're not here, then you haven't reached out to me yet. So please, CanadianPodcaster.com. Now, the Alternative Food Network has another podcast. We're just talking about plant-based diet. Here's a little taste of plant-based diet here in the Canadian Podcaster online magazine for November. I'm super excited for this one. Here we go. Here's a little taste.
You're listening to the Plant-Based Diet Podcast, where we talk about all things plant-based. I'm Esther Garfin, the host of this show and founder of Alternative Food Network. Join me and my amazing array of guests, who are a mix of healthcare professionals, industry executives, and people with an interesting story to tell about their plant-based journey. Let us help you with your journey, wherever you're at, to learn the what, why, and how to eat plant-based. And we're back with our second of two episodes about hormone balancing with Dr. Rose Kumar. You've heard of menopause, but did you know there's a male version too? Maybe you've noticed it yourself, lower energy, stubborn belly fat, and you just assume it's getting older. But what if it's your hormones? Today we're talking about andropause, sometimes called male menopause. My guest, Dr. Kumar, is board certified in internal medicine. She's an integrative physician and an expert in bioidentical hormone balancing for female and male patients. In the episode preceding this one, I chatted with Dr. Kumar about balancing hormones for women in their mid-30s and up. This one for men will be just as informative and helpful. We'll break down what's really going on in your body, what symptoms to watch for, and what you can actually do about it, so you can feel like yourself again. If you know someone who you think should hear this episode, please copy the link and share the episode. And if you haven't already followed this series, please go ahead and click that little plus sign or the follow button wherever you listen to podcasts. A quick reminder that we have a free monthly newsletter that includes our latest Alternative Food Network episodes, recipes, and occasional giveaways. To subscribe for free, go to alternativefoodnetwork.com and click the newsletter sign up button. And now for today's episode. Hi, Dr. Kumar. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Esther.
You know, the episode that we did on female hormone balancing has been...
So there you go. Now, if you're looking for a podcast around plant-based diet, like, come on, it's right there in the name. We'd love for you to go check out the Plant-Based Diet Podcast. And yeah, it's right there for you in the magazine for November. Click through and add that to your favorites. Another great podcast for you to help you live a healthier life. Now, if you want to laugh out loud, I love The Debaters. Now, it's a CBC podcast. It's been around as a radio show historically. Also now as a podcast as well. It's been out for a long time. It's just such a fun podcast to listen to. I love this at work. It makes me laugh out loud. I'm sure my coworkers are wondering what the heck's up with Dave. But if I'm looking for a good laugh, The Debaters is amazing. So here's a little taste from the show. And I'm pretty sure everyone in Canada knows about the show. But on the slight chance that you don't know, here's a little taste of The Debaters, a CBC podcast.
This is a CBC podcast.
Canada, are you ready to be suitably impressed? From the home of the Empress Hotel in Victoria, BC, it's The Debaters! The Debaters, where comedians fight with facts and funny, and this audience picks the winner. Now here's a man whose comedy always checks out, Steve Patterson!
Hey! Thanks, Graham Clark! Hello, Canada! Welcome back to The Debaters. It's always great to be back here in Victoria, BC, a city with fantastic shopping. That's not a joke. If you have the time, you could browse Canada's first umbrellatorium called, wait for it, the Umbrellatorium.
I had no idea there were so many different kinds of umbrellas. I'll be honest with you, if I splurged and bought myself one of their $155 Italian handcrafted umbrellas, the one thing I know for sure is I would immediately lose it. So I prefer to get mine for free at any public place that has an umbrella stand. Time now to meet two debaters who are always ready to rain down the funny and bumper shoot their mouths off. This comic recorded her trip to Wall Street and now has a lot of stock footage. It's Vancouver's Erica Sigurdsson. Erica Sigurdsson. There she is. Hi, Erica.
Hi, Steve.
And this comic gets a lot of mileage out of every joke. It's Victoria's Miles Anderson. Miles Anderson. There he is. Smartly dressed as always. Your topic is one that will ring in your ears. Podcasts. Are they superior to music? I don't know which way this will go, but I do know that listening to either of those things without headphones in public should be illegal. Yeah.
Apparently, there you go. Podcasting versus... Yeah, there you go. What's your choice on that one? So, yeah, it's a great... They debate a topic. It's hilarious. And it's very, very punny, which is what I love. I'm a very punny guy. So, Steve Patterson, I love what you do. And I love the amazing comedians that are on that show. The debaters. That's a fun one. Now, Canada is so boring that we have our own podcast called Canada is Boring. And it's not boring, really, but and the podcast isn't boring. But the title is, it says Canada is Boring. It's a podcast around the bizarre events and crazy people here in Canada, like you and me. And again, this clip is not boring, so no warnings need to be given. But the podcast, again, Canada is Boring. Here's a little taste of a non-boring podcast about Canada being boring. I'll let you fill in the blanks. Here we go. Canada is Boring, the podcast.
Canada is boring. Everyone thinks Canada is boring. I don't. I think it's crazy, just like every other country in the world. But no one pays attention to Canada.
That's true.
Do you know what I don't understand? You see people driving cars topless.
No.
The seatbelt rubs your nipples. How do they do it?
They get a little bit of, what's it called?
There's Vaseline in their nipples.
No, there's
drive topless.
It's liquid.
I'm talking about men generally.
Yeah, speaking. Liquid nipple shields. They're for joggers.
Liquid nipple shields.
I don't know what it's called, but if you're going jogging, apparently your nipples chafe a lot.
This podcast is brought to you by Joggers Liquid Nipple Shields.
There's a little echo.
There we go. Just get a little closer.
Get a little closer.
Get a little closer to me.
Get a little closer.
So you can smell my wee.
No. Real cool podcast that we suggest. If you're new to the show, this is Reese here is a Welsh immigrant, and he likes politics and history, and he has been forcing me to learn about my own country's history for 4 years now.
So we're going through all of the crazy that goes on in Canada, historically and contemporary, talking about it and whatever.
That was a good intro? That was a good intro, yeah.
Thank you.
Well done.
Do you do horoscopes?
Not really. Just like I have friends who do horoscopes, like really.
There you go. So Canada is not boring. And that podcast, definitely not boring. Sounds like a great show. Really fun. Definitely go check it out. Canada is boring. Well, it's not. But it is, according to the name of the show. As well, we have the Amber Mac Show rounding out our amazing group of awesome podcasters this November. Like, what a great group, right? A lot of variety, a lot of good stuff here. I love this magazine and love doing what we do here to support Canadian podcasters. The Amber Mac Show is a weekly Sirius XM radio and podcast production that unpacks the latest tech, business, and digital news shaping our lives. The Amber Mac Show. Here's a little taste of Amber's show. Amber, take it away.
Hey,
I'm Amber Mack. It's 2025 and tech is moving faster than ever, impacting society and our world in significant and unprecedented ways. So it's no surprise that people are having a hard time keeping up. That's why we're launching our new weekly podcast, The Amber Mack Show, on SiriusXM and wherever you get your podcasts. Each week we'll cover technology, business, online culture, and more to help you stay on top of our fast-moving high-tech world. Now, I've been covering technology for almost 2 decades, on stages and on screens all around the world. A lot has changed since my early days on G4 Tech TV, and I'm happy to welcome back Jeff MacArthur from our award-winning Command & Video podcast to help connect the dots.
Thanks, Amber. I can't wait to be part of keeping everyone up to date on the latest digital news, breaking down top headlines, providing insights on the newest tech, and sharing tips to help make our audiences' lives easier.
We'll also be chatting with influential guests to bring in more fascinating stories and additional perspectives on today's tech. In fact, if there's a story or a person you think we should feature on the show, just reach out to me on social media with your ideas.
So make sure you subscribe today through our links at theambermackshow.com.
And join us in making our fast future better for everyone.
So there we go. A bunch of amazing podcasters this month in the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. Definitely a lot of fun to do these, to pull these clips together, create the podcast, create the magazine. Love doing this. We do this for free. If you want to sign up over at CanadianPodcaster.com, scroll down to the bottom of the page. You can sign up for our email newsletter where we just kind of basically let you know about the magazine. And we only do one email a month at this point. And we don't sell your emails. We don't give them to anybody else. And we just talk about the magazine. So if you want a reminder about the magazine coming out, then great, sign up. If you don't need a reminder, just remember, well, if you don't need a reminder, remember, I guess that works, that we always release the magazine on the first of the month. We do an episode here as an audio podcast and also over on YouTube for the beginning of the month. And we also come back on the 15th of every month, mid-month check-in, to feature the amazing podcasters in the magazine, give some updates, and reconnect. So 2 times a month, you have an audio podcast, and then every month there's a new edition of the magazine. So if you want to be a part of the magazine and you want to write for the magazine, you want your podcast featured in the magazine, you have a service that helps podcasters, content creators, then please reach out. We'd love to feature you in December, but here's the trick. We need your stuff now. So please reach out. If you're on Substack and you're writing about podcasting and you're a Canadian, then I need to talk to you because I want to feature your Substack, get you some more subscribers, and feature one of the articles you've written right there on Substack. Let's repurpose it, bring it over here, and let's talk about what you've written. Love to hear from you. Again, we're wrapping up December 2025 already, and we're looking into the new year and excited to see where we go with the magazine and watch this little baby grow because it's been a lot of fun this year to create this magazine. Love your support. Thank you again for being here with us all this year. And we're looking for a full year, 2026, of the magazine. 12 episodes, 12 editions, and 24 podcast episodes going out in 2026 all around you, the Canadian podcaster. CanadianPodcaster.com, the only podcast magazine that's an actual magazine, not an email newsletter. It's a magazine. It's a real page turner and the only magazine with 2 episodes a month where we feature you. It's all about you. So if you want to break your habit of newsletter emails and you want to try something new, then keep coming back for the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. I love being here with you. I love growing this community and I'd love to hear from you. CanadianPodcaster.com. Happy rest of Movember. Happy rest of November. And we will see you in December. Take care.